Megan, welcome to Storm. Were you always sporty from a young age?
Yes and no. Growing up, I obviously started netball when I was 7, but I actually had a joke with my PE teacher who said I came up with the best excuses not to want to do PE. So I don't think I really got into sports until I was about 14 and I was in high school.
So you were always good at a few sports, and was there a leniency towards shooting balls into a hoop at a height?
Yeah, obviously, I'm also a basketballer, so I preferred to shooting the basketball, shooting the netball especially, but I was also a shot putter and discus thrower, but I preferred the team sport because it was more of a team environment and you weren't all alone and the pressure wasn't solely on you, so it was pretty good.
How good were you? Did you take part in local leagues at school and college?
Yeah, I played all through high school, all through primary and intermediate, and I always seemed to make the top teams, which I guess was pretty good for my self-esteem. And I enjoyed it. Did a couple of training camps, and I also was part of the Northern Mystics netball team, which is based in New Zealand. And I got to share the shooting circle with the likes of Maria Tutaier and Catherine Tuivaiti. So that was quite a special time for me.
Yeah, we'll mention them in a short while. Just wondered, you secured that scholarship to the University of Albany for 4 years. Is that where you made the concentration, in a way, to basketball?
I guess you could say that. I obviously was enjoying basketball at the time. I was doing pretty well, and then that opportunity arose where I was able to play some basketball and also have free schooling. So I guess you couldn't really say no to that opportunity, and I was able to come out with a degree at the end of it. I wouldn't have not enjoyed it for the world.
And what was that whole experience like?
Oh, it was awesome. I met a whole bunch of new people and friends that I probably wouldn't have met if I hadn't have left New Zealand. Plus, I was able to go through the college experience, which I guess a lot of people kind of familiarise themselves with what they see on TV and in the movies. But I really, really enjoyed myself, although it was quite cold, a lot of snow, but it was just something that I would never pass up.
And the whole uni sports scene over there is totally unrivalled anywhere else, isn't it?
It's absolutely insane, and a lot of people say that sometimes the uni sports is much more popular than the professional sports at times, and the pandemonium is absolutely insane, and people live and breathe and die for sports over there, so it's quite fun just seeing how intense it is and how excited everyone gets just to watch some kids throw a ball around and shoot through a hoop.
Now, I'd like to think you'd be pretty modest here, but how good were you at that time? Are you going to say you're amazing, or what were your stats like?
I never want to toot my own horn, but I do like to say that I did pretty well, considering I was awarded many personal awards throughout my career, various first-team or conference sports or MVP awards, and I had pretty decent stats. I would average points in the double digits, and rebounds and block shots were quite high up. I believe at one time I was in the top 15 in the nation for points made per game or point accuracy, so that was a pretty fun stat to have.
And obviously you joined Mystics. Was the chance too good to turn down?
Oh yeah, it was. It came around after I just got back from Australia, and Deborah emailed me, which is the coach of the Northern Mystics, and she was like, hey, I've heard about your experience in basketball and obviously being a past netballer, would you consider coming to play for us? I knew the girls on the team, and at that time I was like, hey, you know what, may as well give it a chance, see how it goes, see how I go, and I really ended up enjoying it, and the girls were awesome, and it was a great experience for me.
Was that change fairly easy to make? I mean, I assume the ball's lighter, but accuracy is still important.
Yeah, well, obviously with basketball, you can have the backup option of the back of the hoop being there, but you've got a backboard to kind of help bounce it in. But with netball, you have to really have your eye in and have a really pinpoint accuracy for getting the ball in the hoop. So that kind of helped me with actually becoming a greater netball shooter. Actually helped me with basketball, which was pretty cool. But remembering that you have to be very accurate with how you shoot your shot and your shooting range of motion. So that was fun for me, really improving on that and getting my mechanics in order.
So the Mystic coach was Debbie Fuller. What was she like with her coaching, and Did she give you any particular advice at the time?
Oh, she was awesome. She also brought in a lot of specialist coaches. So at the very start of the season, we have the likes of Nolene Totoa, and we also had Jane Woodlands-Thompson, who was based in Australia. And all three of them combined were great at just giving me little tips on how I can just alter my arms when I shoot, because I tended to have my elbow jutting out a bit, or just kind of moving my left hand up from the ball or close to the ball, just so I can not have to rely on that as much when I'm shooting, and just how to get my eye into the game or how to play well with the other girls. So it was just more the small, minute things that would help make me a better team player.
As a player, it's good you know the coach has got your back.
Yeah, I think for me that's one of the biggest things, is to play in a good team environment. It starts with the coach, and so it really mattered to me coming into a team where the coach set a good environment for her girls and for her players, as well as the other staff. So knowing Debs really emphasised on that, and making sure we all felt safe, we all felt happy, and we all felt comfortable just being open with it and honest with each other, which was really crucial for me.
At the shooting end, you were playing alongside Maria and Kat. What were they like as teammates?
Oh, honestly, they were two of the best people I've ever met. They really took me under their wing. I could confidently say, like, I call them my big sisters. They're such professionals on the court and off the court, and they also have a side to them where you can just be open with them. If you need them for anything, they'll be there at the end of the phone. Like, I could always know I could rely on them for any kind of advice needed, and they're just such great girls, and it's cool to know them off the court, because growing up I idolised the two of them. I'd always watch them on TV, and then being able to become part of a team with them, it was just one of my dreams come true for sure.
A lot of the England players are now playing over there, the likes of Jo and Emma and Jade and Serena, obviously.
Yeah.
How have you seen their development over the seasons?
It was cool, because I actually was able to play with Serena for the Mystics for my season, and she was awesome. She lived about 10 minutes away from me, so we used to often carpool together to various Mystics events. I mean, we always seemed to get teamed up together, and we loved it. She's a big joker. She's got a great personality, but she's such a workhorse on the court. And we also seemed to just connect well. Her passing ability into the shooting circle was awesome, and me and her used to work hard together just before, after practice, and then just to get our connection going, because once you have the connection with the midcourt and the shooting circle, it makes it a lot easier to get the ball moving. And so it was awesome getting to know Serena, and then obviously I knew Jo through Serena, and just seeing her on the court in her shooting circle, and watching her get to work, and how great of a leader she is also for her team.
And playing overseas, obviously the different environment, and I suppose in a way, does it make your game a little bit stronger?
Oh, it does. I think the different environments you put yourself into and adjusting to the different styles of play and the different teammates, it really makes you want to motivate yourself, and makes you really think what you need to do as a player to help both yourself and your teammates.
2017 then, a new team in a new country. How did Tanya pitch the idea of joining Storm to you?
She actually got in touch with an old teammate of mine who had moved to her home city, and through her we just started talking, and she advised me she'd come over here, and if I was looking at an opportunity, and I really respected her for working with the Central Pulse, and I was with the Northern Mystics, and I knew of her through various people and asked around, and then obviously I actually had a big long chat with Serena about the Surrey Storm and the Super League, and her ideas and her advice on it, and she was like, they both were like, hey, get going, you'll love it. And they just really told me great things about the girls over here, the city, the fans, and the sports park itself. So I couldn't have said no to that.
Thunder have surrounded Janelle Fowler-Reed. She's 1m98, so height will play a nice part in that game.
Yeah, it was fun meeting Janelle, and we had a quick chat about how she's not used to seeing a female taller than her. So, and it was unusual for me to see someone at least close to my height. So it was fun being able to kind of bond over the height difference and how different it is for us as players as compared to other girls who might play more of a running game, whereas the two of us are more of a hold game, which was quite a fun chat to have, because only us two can really talk about, I guess, the problems of being a taller shooter or a bigger shooter. So that was a fun chat to have.
Do you know much about the other teams yet? Have you had a look?
Had a brief look through the different rosters, and obviously I know there's quite a few Kiwi girls over here as well. I've seen various ANZ players come back, like Carla Borrego, who's working with Ellen Halpenny in the shooting circle for the Scottish team. I know a few girls up at Northumbria, a couple of Kiwi girls up there. And I believe that a lot of the past Surrey Storm players have gone on to the Wasps. So I'm trying to keep up to date with what I can find. But part of me knows that I kind of want to keep an open mind and not let anyone go into every game knowing that they're a good team. Not looking at past stats and just going ready to win the game for my team and do whatever I can to get the Storm up there.
There's limited coverage of our leagues over there, but have you hit YouTube? What do you know of Storm at the minute?
I do know that there's quite a number of young girls. That you have an England under-21 player in Rhea. I wouldn't say rebuilding, but just getting the girls going again with the loss of a lot of the players to the Wasps. But I do know that the sports park is an amazing facility, that the fans are really enthusiastic and a great bunch to have around, and that 2017 is going to be a great season for us, and that we are ready to kind of go with it with both hands. I'm really, really excited.
You were used to playing in front of thousands of fans all at once. There's obviously the London Live Showcase event against Mavericks. You'll be looking forward to that?
Oh, I'm very excited, obviously. In both netball and basketball, I've played in stadiums and arenas packed with at least 5,000-10,000 people. So even with the smaller crowds, I'm so looking forward to it. And I kind of live off that energy because it really boosts the team up. So I really hope I can show the girls how they can just thrive off of it and not be afraid and just get going. It's a really fun thing to be playing with the Mavericks again. So it's going to be a great time.
Storm 2017 are hoping to make it 3 titles in a row. So
yep.
What sparkle can you bring to the team, do you think?
I think I could bring the sparkle of just being a great team player. I'm not someone who worries only just about myself. I care more about making the team working, getting the team together, keeping us together, thriving on and off the court, and making sure we put in our best performance possible to get the right results at the end of the day, because that's all that matters, that we put in our work, we get the results, and we do the job well.
Are you looking forward to meeting everybody this week?
I'm very excited. Obviously, we've got training tonight, so it'd be great to meet the rest of the girls. I've already met Rhea, so she's an awesome girl, so I'm really looking forward to seeing the rest of them.
And a quick message to Storm fans, if you got one?
Can't wait to meet you all at Surrey Sports Park. See all your smiling faces cheering us on.